one-day only Thanksgiving Day deals are coming to Lowe's.com. Plus, members get early access to online Black Friday doorbuster deals on gifting favorites, like the still-trending Cobalt Mini Toolbox for just $14.98. Don't miss up to 50% off for one day only at Lowe's.com. We help, you save. Valid 11/27 only on Lowe's.com. Member only doorbusters and Midnight Eastern. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. See Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change while supplies last.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop, we've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Let's go to the phone lines right now to be joined by Landry Locker, who covers the Houston Texans. Landry, I'm guessing this is the first time in your career that anybody has ever asked you to come on their show to talk about Dameon Pierce.
It's the first time in 3-4 years, I'll say, for sure. But, hey, I was wondering, I was like, does Carrington think that the Texans and Chiefs, are we a week early? Are they that excited for the matchup? But, yeah, it's been a while since we've really talked about Dameon Pierce. Around here.
Well, I'm asking you this because, you know, you watch the Chiefs. The Chiefs really need some running back help. They then pick up a running back immediately after the game, and then people are saying, hey, can this guy be our RB1? So I'm thinking, let me talk to you. I know you're going to tell me the truth. Let's start with this. Why was Dameon Pierce available at this portion of the season?
He's really just been unplayable the last 2 years, and I'm not saying that as a knock on him. I'm just saying that based on what the actions have shown since the rookie season. The rookie season went well, and then in year two they tried to use him, but Devin Singletary was a clear backup. Now the front office said, well, it's a system thing, and then they went back to the other system, and since then he's just kind of he doesn't have very good vision, and I think he's worn out, and I think he's worn down since that rookie season, because if you look at, and this was the biggest talk about him when they picked him, at Florida, he only had double-digit carries 8 times, which is kind of crazy. Like a running back that gets drafted that doesn't really possess like a receiving skill set, in 4 years, he carries the ball 8 times. And then in a year and a half, the Texans gave him double-digit carries and sometimes high double-digit carries 20 times in a year and a half. I think he's worn out. There's always soft tissue injuries. The vision is not great. So I don't think he's an upgrade over Kareem Hunt by any stretch of the imagination. But I do know there are a lot of teams interested in him, and I guess it's kind of slim pickings at this point if you need backs.
Do you think he could step in and be a number two? Because this team is obviously going to rely on Kareem Hunt. He's their short yardage back. He's been their most reliable running back probably now for a year and a half. But I think right now the Chiefs are just looking for anything in the run game. They're looking for any kind of spark. I guess two-part question here. Do you think he could just come in and be an RB2? You're asking him to get somewhere between 4 to 6 touches in a game. What could he do with that? And how much of his struggles do you think could be attributed to the offensive line for the Houston Texans that has really struggled for the last year or so?
Black Friday? More like Black Fry-yay. Shop the DSW Black Friday sale and take 30% off almost all the shoes, accessories, and giftable goodies we've got at DSW.com. Plus 30% off just about every regular price item at your DSW store. Score shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. So carpe the deal. Head to Designer Shoe Warehouse and get that gift list done. DSW, let us surprise you.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details.
Yeah, I mean, you can definitely talk about the offensive line. It's just my issue would be that Singletary was a clear upgrade. As far as being an RB2, like if you just tell him, hey, run as hard as you can, I think he can potentially do that. The problem is they have a running back that they use more than him because they trust him more so in the Texans in pass blocking. So if you're asking him to like pass block for Patrick Mahomes, that's not really a strength of his game either. But if you're just saying, hey, run as hard as you can for 6 times, maybe something can happen there. But I would not envision Damian Pierce making a significant impact there. He's easy to root for, though. He's a very likable guy, very country. But I don't know that he has much left in the tank.
I mean, the way you're describing him, he sounds like the perfect kind of Chiefs running back. He struggles with vision, can't pass block country. I mean, that guy's going to be loved here in KC.
Yeah, they're going to love him until maybe they watch him play. The other thing the Texans kind of, they liked him kick returning for some reason, and we could never really figure that out. There was one kick return a few years ago, and then the kick return, like he would be active, and they would use him on kick return kind of confusingly. So I don't know if the Chiefs like him in that area. I would doubt it, but I wouldn't be surprised if this doesn't last long and they're bringing in someone else off the street. But he's hey, why not?
Last couple of questions here, Landry. Appreciate your time. How would you say that Damian Pierce's hands are? They love a guy that can catch the ball out of the backfield.
Not great. Not great, really. I mean, you're not going to line him up in the slot or anything like that. It's really just run as hard as possible. The hands are not really great. That's part of what kept him off the field between the pass blocking and the hands.
Someone on the text line just said, hey, I want to apologize for what I said about Damian Pierce about 5 minutes ago. You have single-handedly just thrown water on any level of excitement that people had on Damian Pierce.
Well, the thing about it is I truly think he's just worn down, and I'm not like it when you have 8 games with double digit carries in college, and then all of a sudden you have 20 in a year and a half, and you are asking him to do that. Like even when he would get something going here, there would be like some sort of soft tissue injury. But the one thing I will say is places like Kansas City, a lot of times we'll revive players that aren't useful here, which is why I'm actually, he wasn't working here, but I'm happy that he gets another chance because he is very easy to root for. And you never know, Andy Reid might be able to maximize his skill set. It's not like the Texans running back room is, you know, good. And it's not like they assess offensive players at a high level. So this could just be another example of, you know, someone not working out in here and going and finding better places to perform.
2 last questions here, Landry. We appreciate your time. Let's just continue with the series of firsts. Like I told you, no one has called you for an interview that was specifically about Damian Pierce. We just saw 2 suspensions like this in the National Football League. Last week, somebody got spit on and got suspended, and we just saw the suspension happen for what happened on Monday night where that guy punched the other player in the nuts. Which one would you rather have happen? Would you rather somebody spit on you or give you a nut punch?
Man, I guess I would probably say the nut punch, but it wouldn't feel good, but at least I would there would be a natural pause of emotions because either one, you want to immediately swing on the guy and act crazy, but the spitting just all bets are off and it's the ultimate disrespect. So I would say I guess the nut punch, but it's close.
give me a controversial Thanksgiving take that you have.
I feel like 95% of people make crappy mac and cheese, but think their mac and cheese is the best. It's actually kind of fascinating. Everybody thinks they make like the best mac and cheese, but it feels like most of the time it's really not as good as they think it is.
That is my guy Landry Locker joining us on the show today from Houston. I knew if we were going to get a evaluation of Damian Pierce, there was only one person that was going to tell us the truth. Landry, that was you. I appreciate you as always, my man.
All right, man. See you later.
Absolutely. That is Landry Locker joining us on the show today. I'm not saying this to poke at anybody necessarily on the text line, and I get it. The Chiefs make a move. You're excited. You want this move to work out. I don't know how positive of a review you thought it was going to be for a player that the Chiefs picked up off waivers in late November. Like, I mean, there's a serious red flag if you're available at this point. I mean, he didn't get traded. They just outright, hey, you can go play for any team you want to go play for. Come on now. You had to know there were some red flags and there were some question marks. So I'm not telling you to not be excited about Damian Pierce. I just want to be realistic about what we think he can be and how we think he could help them possibly moving forward. I think they're going to use him as a special teams guy. I also think they're using him as a improvement over Clyde Edwards-Helaire and or Breshad Smith and Elijah Mitchell. I think he's that. So if that's how we're treating it, then cool. That's all I want. Because I'm seeing this, hey, you know, Damian Pierce could be a starter. I don't know if that's the case. I don't know if that's how he's going to be. A team right now in the middle of a playoff push like you are just outright released him and said, go play for somebody else. We don't care what team you go play for. So that guy wasn't going to get an A+ five-star review. You knew that had to be the case.
I mean, I had a hunch just, you know, talking and, you know, getting Landry booked up that he wasn't going to come on and be all rainbows and unicorns about Damian Pierce. But woof, was there anything he said he does well? Me and you yesterday thought, oh, he'd be a good special teamer.
He said he couldn't catch. He said he couldn't pass block. He said he had bad vision. He said he was worn down. Goodness gracious.
He went on, even like, hey, he's like, I don't understand why he was ever a kick returner. That one doesn't make any sense to me. All right, man. You know what he sounded like? Remember when you went on with, I forget who it was in San Francisco, and they were like, give us a scouting report of Sky Moore. That's what that sounded like,
I imagine. He can't catch. That's exactly what it was. He can't catch. That's what it was. No, he can't catch. I'll never forget that. They had me on in San Francisco, and I told their producer, I was like, I don't have much positive to say. Like, oh, we still want you anyway. Like, you sure? If you are calling me to come on your show to hype up Sky Moore, I'm telling you, please call somebody else. That ain't me. There's people that might do that. I didn't come on there to do that.
Get ready to shop Lowe's Black Friday doorbuster deals to save $150 on a 30-inch Blackstone griddle, now $299. Plus, choose a Whirlpool top load washer or Midea top freezer refrigerator for just $398. These limited-time doorbuster deals go fast, so get holiday ready today at Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid 11/28 through 12/1. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.